Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guests for the morning interview. I'm happy to have with me Drew Sherman, the bassist for Black Dog, Casey Tyler, the guitarist and vocalist for Black Dog, and Tyler Claver, the drummer for Black Dog. Thank you all for being here this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
We're going to start with what is Black Dog, because this is a one-time special band put together. So I want to hear the story of this, Drew. Maybe even start before Black Dog. How did this even come about?
So we kind of figured out at the fine arts camp that having rock shows is kind of fun. So we decided to take a leap and we did the Queen tribute, and that was a success. So we've just been looking for different kind of acts to do things with. We did Van Halen and Pink Floyd and David Bowie. And this is kind of the my favorite artist's one. So as kind of the person that kind of organizes it, I've always loved The Who and Led Zeppelin. So I was like, let's do it. And Roger gave the thumbs up. So here we are.
Oh, right on. So you got to choose who the tribute was going to be to this time. But then that means you have to also assemble who can play this music. Who are we going to turn to? So what did you, how did that process go?
Yeah. So basically I contacted my friends and I was like, hey, Tyler, do you want to play drums for The Who and Zeppelin?
Absolutely.
So, and Tyler's been here a couple of times before with different acts I don't know. You like Sitka, right?
I love Sitka.
And then I asked some, we have a production person that came up, Chris Wasberg, and I asked him, and I asked Trevor Wiest, who was Eddie Van Halen at that tribute, who can do Led Zeppelin? Who can sing? Who can play guitar? And they both said Casey Smith. So I called Casey, and he seemed down. So
here I am. Yeah.
Here you are. Welcome to Sitka, Casey.
Thank you.
Yeah. And someone that you didn't actually know. Mm-hmm. Drew,
yeah, I met him yesterday. Right. He seems cool.
And then there's going to be one other musician. Is that right?
Yeah. So Sam Faustian, who did Freddie and did David Lee Roth and did a lot of the past tributes, is up from San Francisco. Trevor Wiest, like I mentioned, is on guitar for Zeppelin. And then Mr. Joe, the famous Mr. Joe, will be playing as Pete Townsend in The Who.
So. Wow. Okay. Oh, this is going to be so fun. So this sounds excellent. I want to know a little bit about each of you as individual musicians, though. Some of you don't even know each other. So I'm guessing you're going to get to know each other a lot as you begin to rehearse tomorrow, because your concert is coming up soon. Yeah. So yeah, let's hear a little bit about Casey. I'll start with you.
Sure.
Tell me about your journey as a musician. When did you start playing music?
I asked my parents for piano lessons when I was in fifth grade. And then I played the saxophone and sang in choir and a little bit of everything. And I picked up the guitar when I was 15 and totally fell in love with it. And ended up playing through high school in bands. And then I went to college for jazz guitar. And I played in bands from that point on until today. And I'm still playing in the future, hopefully. So lots of bands. And then I started singing when I was in high school, but didn't really become much of a singer until once I moved to Minneapolis after college. And then just repetitive and doing lots of gig singing, and mostly out of necessity. Just nobody else wanted to sing, so I was like, all right, I'll do it. And now here I am.
And I'm intrigued that you asked your parents for piano lessons. I feel like usually it's the other way around. Kids are kind of forced to take a musical instrument at a young age.
Yeah, I was sort of just fascinated watching people's hands. And I remember watching people's hands on guitar, too, you know, like seeing music videos and seeing them just moving effortlessly on the fretboard or on a keyboard. And I was just fascinated by it.
So was the music happening in your household, or this is like you were seeing elsewhere in the world?
I was seeing it elsewhere, like more on TV. My parents aren't musical. Really, nobody in my extended family is very musical. I don't know where it came from, but they would listen to music plenty, but I would see it on TV, and then friends of mine were also doing music lessons at the time, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, very cool. That's kind of a fun little twist on a usual story for a musician. What about you, Tyler? What's your journey been like?
Well, I kind of have a similar thing with my family and my extended family. No one played music, really, so I don't know where it came from, but my great uncle bought me a little drum set when I was 4 years old. And I just kept, you know, I just taught myself how to play, fell in love with Led Zeppelin and The Who, and learned from both of those drummers, John Bonham and Keith Moon. And And then I got into high school. I formed a rock band and then went to, I was playing sports in high school as well. And I went to a Motley Crue concert. And after that concert, I just quit all the sports. And I'm like, I want to go do that, whatever that is.
Yeah.
And then I went to music school in St. Paul, Minnesota. And
for percussion, right?
For percussion,
I think
that's
really interesting.
Yep. And then just started playing all kinds of music, which, you know, jazz. I started getting into some like percussion ensembles and playing world music. And then I ended up running into Drew, and we played in a country band together. Country really wasn't my thing, but I just love the dudes in the band, and we had a good time doing that for many years. And then I moved to Nashville, Tennessee, which is where I live now. And since I've been there, not only have I been drumming, but I've been singing a lot, and I now front my own band. And I do a lot of songwriting, and so it's just kind of opened the door to just producing and just all kinds of stuff now. So,
and one might think country, since you were in a country band and then moved to Nashville, but no,
but no. I when I first moved there, I was playing in a couple country acts just to kind of get going, and then now I'm pretty much playing with just rock bands, and yeah. I found the rock scene. It took me a little bit to find it, but I found
it. You're there now. I also love about your story that it was not one of your parents that gave you the drum kit. It's someone outside of the household that gave you the drum kit. I wonder how your parents felt.
Your parents are probably thrilled about that. Thanks, Uncle.
They got used to it.
And Drew, some more people know you, but they might not know your whole story. So tell us a little bit about your musical past.
Yeah, so in terms of my family members, my mother always sang in the church choir, so that's kind of where I think it might have came from. We always had a piano in our house and guitar, but I started out playing trumpet, and then the next year they gave me a baritone, and then they gave me a tuba, and I was like, that's the one I want. So I played tuba all throughout high school in Illinois and did all that stuff. I went to St. Olaf for tuba performance, and there I'd always kind of doubled on bass just because that's where you could get gigs. So I'd play in coffee shops, jazz combos, that sort of thing. And then I joined the Army and played tuba and bass in a funk group in the Army. And then after that, I started a band and found Tyler and went on the road as a country band. And then I moved here in 2017. I wanted to kind of get off the road, and the band wanted to move to Nashville. So seemed like a good split point. So, and now I live in Sitka.
And people might know you as the business director at the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, but tell us where have we seen you on stage?
So I was the bass player in most of the tribute shows that have happened yet thus far.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's talk about the tribute show that's happening this weekend, because I want to know a little bit about, what we can expect from this concert, maybe what's different from other tribute concerts.
Yeah. So in previous tributes, we kind of approached it from an album perspective. So we were trying to replicate albums. So we would have 25 people on stage to do all the harmonies on Bohemian Rhapsody. We would have, you know, the whole multiple guitarists, multiple keyboardists, multiple everything. And this one, we kind of want to break it down, and we focus more on live recordings from these bands. So, and all the live recordings from the 60s and 70s of these guys are four dudes on stage. So that's what you're going to see.
And also, I would imagine it's a little bit more improvisational, the live pieces.
Yeah, so we kind of use the forms of the albums, and then we left sections open for where we can just have fun as musicians together and talk to each other.
So that's the intention for the three of you, is to also just let the music speak to you?
Yeah, I mean, I'll get to know Casey, and I'll get to know Tyler more, and we'll make it happen.
Yeah.
So we'll recognize the music, obviously, but there might be some new things happening up there.
A lot of new things.
I think everybody will bring their own flavor to it, the way we play our instruments and the way we sing. And it'll definitely be Zeppelin and The Who, and it'll be unmistakable, but it'll be our take on it, I think.
So that is one final question I have. Just what's your intention as musicians? Yeah, are you going to try to replicate, become these musicians? You're going to bring your own flair. I'm sure you each have a different approach.
I am no, like, Robert Plant is his own. He's an iconic singer, you know. So I'm going to do him his justice as good as I can and bring my own style of singing to it too. But yeah, I'm really excited for it.
Yeah, I'm excited to embody two completely different drummers. Both have a very unique flavor. One's very bombastic and just fills constantly, and the other one is just more of like a groove pocket, but hits really hard. And so I'm excited to just lean into these guys who inspired me as a kid and taught me how to play. So it's, I get to now pay tribute to them and lean into that.
Yeah, same with me. I mean, John Entwistle's the greatest rock bassist of all time. So to get to, you know, pay homage to him is just incredible. And as a lead bassist of The Who, he really was the standout instrument. Not that Pete Townsend wasn't good, but, you know, he did windmills and all that theatric stuff. But if you watch videos, he just stands, John Entwistle just stands there looking bored. And he like sighs a lot and like, but then his just hands are moving like crazy, playing all kinds of weird licks and fun stuff. So.
Okay. Sounds fun for you all. Sounds fun for the audience. Yeah. Speaking of the audience, when, where, and
yeah.
How much?
So tickets are $25 and they're available at fineartscamp.org. And the shows are Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, Drew Sherman, the bassist for Black Dog, Tyler Claver, the drummer for Black Dog, and Casey Smith, the guitar and vocalist for Black Dog.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.